Impeachment, what does it mean? Well, we see often on social media, you see here I'm on Facebook, even though, you know, again, it censors conservatives and people who don't agree with the current narrative. People who question, simply question the narrative, don't get much of a platform at all. In fact, they're just completely taken off without reason much of the time, as they do on YouTube and other places, even though I'm posting on here for now. Because I know people that produce content like me already lose their channels. They deserve some credit in all this matter. I will make sure to give it to them. In fact, they are the people who are just questioning what's going on and not just accepting the narrative, which is what many people are doing when it comes to this political realm. And when it comes to this political realm, most people are just making quick assumptions based on thinking that is basically based in a religion. They're believing in something, which is fine. People will always have beliefs. We have a tendency to believe, but where do we put those beliefs? Often in dehumanizing sources that are not going to promote our own nature. Sources that I will describe here in some of the comments I made here might go in depth for some people. So, you know, I got a little fired up over some things. It's like, you know, but I don't want to fall into this divide and conquer paradigm, as the left and right is, as Pepsi and Coca-Cola is, as all this stuff is. You see, it's all just two sides to the same coin. It's not something I want to be a part of. In fact, why even talk about politics? But people do, and they fall right into it. They're celebrating, yeah, impeachment, oh my gosh. Yeah, let's really look into that, shall we? So I said people celebrating over impeachment. Get over it. Statists, which are people who don't believe in government, I mean people who believe in government, fall into this like a religion, like sports, people cheering on their favorite team, like go, go, right? But nonetheless, the left is radical, and what I mean by that is you see groups like Antifa wearing banners and bandanas and having, you know, they have guns themselves, funny thing, many of these marches, and then they're committing literal acts of violence among people who tend to be conservative or just have conservative-like thinking. It's not that they have to fall under one category, right? But then I said they are unhinged because basically, you know, you can try to stop their violence, they'll still go at you, they'll scream. That's why there's the meme saying triggered, you know, because people get triggered over certain things and it doesn't leave them, right? Sort of a left brain mentality there, and kind of funny being that it's on the actual left, right? But I don't like to even talk about left or right, and you'll see here just in a moment I say a great lack of decency. So you see all these Democrats, for example, on their phones. You see all these politicians on their phones, they during talks, like they're not even open to it. So right there is just an example of cognitive dissonance, right? So, and of course, there's other arguments you can make. It's not that hard to spot out the general hypocrisy in this matter, that people just believe in figureheads like celebrities so they can rule over their own life and property. To me, that's absolutely absurd. I've talked about the nature of government before, had much less lighting than I do now, of course, but it's always a matter of trying to improve, and that's what I hope to do here with my videos, in fact. So, and it says, I can support these claims full-heartedly, but it does not even matter. So, again, it doesn't even matter. I'm going to look at that in a second. The very nature of government has you playing into their scheme of theater, two sides to the same coin. Pepsi or Coca-Cola, same thing. Poison, right? And again, it doesn't feed you very well, does it? So the, like, I mean, is this actually doing you something? You know, watching TV, like all this fear on TV, it's, everything is fear. I mean, they're not going to report on the beautiful sunset. If they do, it's probably the weather section, and they still want you to be fearful of what's going to come and always look toward that external force, right? But it's not very motivational, I would say, in many cases. In most cases, it's fearful. You can't say every case, but most cases, it's definitely fearful. I mean, everything on the news is done out of fear because it gets the most clicks, right? And what's going to get the most clicks? Oh, impeachment. This is happening. People want to see it. And celebrities are saying this has got to happen. And that's what people believe in, because that's what they believed in their whole life. So then I said, like poly, which means many, and then ticks, which are blood-sucking bugs. You know, that's what we have in our government, which comes from governo mentis in Latin, meaning mind control. I covered this in a previous video as well. So then I said, look into natural law. Don't be a sheep to the system that will only play divide and conquer on you. And you know, to be honest, I would go off the charts. You know, I would bang my desk, whatever, but I'm relaxed. Like, and there's no reason to get all upset over this. There will be people. I know Alex Jones will probably be going off the rails because, yeah, the left could have started a civil war right now. And it's bizarre to me. You see, I used capitals here. I showed the emotion to the words. It's bound to happen. I don't want to use emotional arguments, though, however. So it's just, to me, a matter of facilitation. If we don't want to let it get to us, because that would play into the divide and conquer scheme. We don't want to play into this belief system either, that has us basically feeding it, giving it views, giving it the attention that it wants, that it looks for. So this, don't be a sheep to the system that will only play divide and conquer on you, where they claim to have a higher right over your life and property than you. You know, few question or think about this, and nonetheless, most people who do make these celebrations or assumptions about politics falling to the system are the ones who are online and using a lot of the dehumanizing tools, or they're surrounded by a lot of dehumanizing elements within their life. For example, somebody who's raised in a very traditional setting, let's say mother, father, you know, family style, they're going to be raised very well. And what do I mean by well? I mean, they're not going to have as many health problems. They're not going to be emotionally insecure. They're going to know their path of life better. They're going to build stronger relationships. I'm just saying, and this is important because many people forget our ancestors and what brought us here, as I'll mention here as well. Then you'll see here more clicks, more theater, regardless, right? Because that's, again, what the media is their job to do, just like how the FDA's job is to basically profit on disease, right? You have this for the media, which again, their sponsors are pharmaceutical companies anyways. So then it says, where's the humanity? You know, where's the critical thinking? And I'm not saying this because I'm from the country. I'm saying this because most of society is denatured, right? And yes, you have more nature in the country. Why do you think more people relax in the country? I don't want to be fired up. I'm not from the city. I don't think that, you know, I like that energy. I do. And I like that thinking energy, and I will probably express it when I'm in city-like environments. But when I'm at home, I'm just relaxing. I'll be honest, you know, just spreading the message, just educating people. And I don't think it has to be based out of fear. It could be based out of education. And if people are willing to seek it out for themselves, they can do great service to themselves. Then you see here. I'm saying this because most society is denatured. Pity people will still believe the left. Pity people will still believe in government. Pity people cannot speak for themselves or have a grounded position with evidence to prove it. The system will fail to serve you always and is accountable for the most amount of deaths on record. Crimes more than we can ever do ourselves while getting away with it. These algorithms will then pick up this comment, for example, and maybe even call it hate speech. Right, that's another problem, censorship, as I mentioned before. And you can look it up and anywhere, and you'll find people are getting censored left and right. They can't prevent everything. They can't censor everything. There's so many people, believe it or not, that support Trump. There's so many people that understand what's going on. And maybe they're not doing a lot about it, but maybe they are. But clearly they're the silent majority, as the campaign 2016 said. And that's what it is they'll come out during the right moment. And maybe what we'll see after tonight is those silent majority people coming out on fire, speaking about, well, what's going on in our world today? Not so good, right? And what's the point of doing this? And you know, strong constitutionalists, strong people that believe in presidencies, like, you know, why disrespect the president? He's the president, you know what I mean? But there's so many different ways to look at it. But particularly, there's only two ways in most people's ideology. It's like you're either for the left or you're either for the right. And it's just not that simple, frankly. So, all right, if I don't reply to this other comment, they'll probably get mad at me, but I'm still going to go on. So, let's see. The system will fail to serve you always and is accountable for the most amount of deaths. Yeah, I said that. Basically, and that's by the way because, they're the ones that create the laws. So therefore they can kind of make themselves more vulnerable to the law, even though you have organizations like Judicial Watch founded before the Clinton era, Bill Clinton, which actually held the Clintons responsible. Their motto is no one is above the law for that reason that nobody is, well, regardless, right? But I would say nobody's above natural law, for example. And that's where people fail to understand, and those people that fail to understand tend to be those so-called statists. So, all right, then moving on here, it isn't just the left that's getting isn't the left that's getting censored. It's everyone who questions the current narrative and agendas present. Believe global warming? You got to look up Naomi Seid. She's a young girl who basically is speaking out and just asking questions. I really like what she's saying about the world around. And of course, a lot of her videos are in German, so I don't understand it. Even though I come from a German background, ancestrally, so that's kind of cool. But generally speaking, this is someone who's called the anti-Greta. Greta is that young girl who's on TV saying we need to do something about global warming. I think that's bizarre that she's doing that, and especially out of emotional argument. And they shut down people who just question. This young girl has already been called anti-Semitic and all a whole bunch of things, in fact. And this gets little to no media coverage at all. So this is why the message holds true for my YouTube channel, because I do respect everyone. I make that very clear at the bottom here because, I'm not trying to attack anybody when I say these things. I'm not. Okay, when I call someone a statist, I'm being honest. Like, this is the belief system that they're stuck in. And I try to make that kind of clear, but your intentions are hard to get through the internet, for example. Seeing me on camera might help just a little bit more, but still, you're not me, you don't know me personally, so it could be sometimes hard to understand where my actual intentions lie. Maybe as you get more familiar with my work, you read more of my writings and all that, maybe you'll get familiar with more of who I am and maybe understand me a little bit better, because I could be hard to understand at times, I get it, but that's fine. And I think that's telling for our situation, Do we want to take the easy way out? Do we want to just take everything that's fed to us, or do we actually want to critically think about the situation and come up with our own conclusions? And is the media helping you come up with your own conclusions, or are they just pushing you their own conclusion into your face? Right, so when she simply questions without emotional argument, blah blah blah, all right. Because, and again, getting no public coverage because people are mindless. They have the media, the celebrities come up with the ideas for them. So, you are your own fall, and you're the one giving the power that these people don't have yet presume over you. It's been ingrained into you since you were born. Keep that in mind, right? If you're trying to escape this matrix of thought, you literally have to go all the way back down to when you were a child and even further past. You realize how hard it is to escape this web, this boundary that you built for yourselves. And through all environments, statism is one of the hardest to get rid of, really. Talk about dairy being hard to eliminate on the elimination diet, for example, because it's like the most addictive and pure drug form, basically, because it's a drug, kind of. That's what you're seeing with statism, is it's so hard for people to get out of that anarchy to them just means chaos, right? That's all they've been known to hear about that. There's nothing else to it. There's no fundamentals to their life. They're living lives that's, quite frankly, they believe is meaningless. It has no meaning to it. And that's the thing. They believe it's meaningless. Their very beliefs are shaping the fact that they believe it's meaningless when it is far from that. In fact, there's so much potential for humanity. It's so sad for me to hear that in that sort of way. So, I gotta move on because sometimes these videos can get lengthy, but it's like important that I make a heartfelt message once in a while. When I come out on camera and just be open, because I don't want to make some quick, easy, again, to read message. I do want to make a couple, right, just to make it appealing to multiple different crowds. But what's wrong with connecting with people? That's what we fail to do in our medical empire, is building those connections that we probably should if we want to actually understand someone or understand the situation. So that's why I don't move away from a debate. I don't move away from any of that. I'm open to everything. But That being said, there are certain things that, I've grounded myself in over time, because I know them to be true. And of course, I'm talking about natural law. I mean, it's basically the laws that should have been taught to you as a child, but instead is kept away from you so they can maintain their power structure. Because if you knew the very elements that held the universe together, you would be basically already compromisable to the very nature of the power that presumes power over you. Now, if that's hard to understand, basically there needs to be a level of light that is given to you, but there must be a level of darkness given to you, so that way the people with the light can use that to their advantage as power. You know how they say knowledge is power? So the more knowledge they keep away from you, the more power they maintain over you. And there's, again, different ways of looking at it, but I do suggest thinking about that one. Not even that you have to look at natural law or any of that. Just thinking about that one and looking at the world around you. So, will you even read or consider, or are you too cognitive dissonant? Cognitive dissonant, again, means you're stuck, right? And I'm glad my friend Joe here liked this comment, but that just happened recently. So, then I write here, nobody cares about universal truth. By the way, Joe, if you're watching, yeah, nice. we're finding the reality of the world we live in today. So they'd rather live in a world where technology overruns nature, where cities overrun countrysides, and where everything is handed to them. You know, the experts know better, and they believe, who are these experts? Oh, well, they're the doctors, they're the law enforcement, they're the politicians. Right, these are the people we consider experts. Maybe other ones we'll consider, oh, scientists. But are they actually scientific? I mean, as it is, this girl Naomi is saying, well, science isn't very scientific if we can't ask questions about the universe we are in, right? I mean, after all, asking questions, making observations is part of the scientific method, is it not? I mean, you learn that in simple biology. So, I mean, just simply breaking the simple things that we even learn in school is kind of amazing to me, because people just can't connect these dots either, even though it's quite literally right in front of their face. So that doesn't make me any better than anyone. It just shows that I'm trying to seek out the information and utilize it for the greater humanity, the greater agenda, which I don't have an agenda, but I have a goal. I think you should always have a goal when it comes to your health, when it comes to whatever, and pushing for what you believe to be true, what you believe is right. And some people will push this political ideology, a political person, because they'd rather, I mean, they look at the person more than the actual ideas, the actual laws put into process, which is absurd again. And that leads them to this idea that basically that people are more important, and that, yeah, these people are human. They feel what I'm feeling. No. They're far from human in the way they've developed their business relations, especially if it's been past 20, 30 years. There's no term limits on these people. That's something that populism has risen about, is getting term limits, but I digress. I digress. Let me continue here. So it says, no, they'd rather live in a world technology overruns nature and all that, right? But nobody cares about food and truly eating healthy by looking into all of it. Because if they did, they would know how messed up the system already is and has been, regardless of who's in power, right? Because they're just puppet heads, frankly. And with emergence of power structure and technology will only continue to be, because those things put us into these schisms that are hard to get out of, and makes it easier for, not only for us to be control, to maintain such control. So continue. So I try to understand. Then it says here that your personal life matters more than anything. Our Earth matters more than space, right? And I say that it's like we focus what's here right now. Maybe you don't agree with the space thing, right? Of course, we can innovate, we can emerge, we can become even greater than we ever are. Okay, but we're being held back, is what I'm saying, and it's not being given to the people. I mean, who? Where's the technology going, anyways? In the first place, the best of technology is going to go to these governments, to the people who not only have the money but are the ones creating it. I mean, as you see, Amazon's not paying any income tax, so these people are already getting handouts to grow their businesses, and Jeff Bezos is getting richer than Bill Gates, when Bill Gates has been around for quite some time now, and he's given to a lot more fundraisers and so forth. And that's what everybody's looking for this Christmas is, oh, I'll go to Amazon.com. More online shopping, less human interaction in person. You see where that's heading as well, more denaturement. So then I say here, your personal, okay, so we have the right, we have work to do right here and right now. Meanwhile, we are consistently asking for external forces, like government, like belief systems, and looking externally elsewhere from ourselves, like global warming, which would happen and down the road when literally winter is still killing maybe 100,000 people a year, supposedly. Now, if that's not a real statistic, that's fine, but we should question the narratives at hand for sure. There has been so many models. Well, I know I did a video on global warming, and there's a different perspective, but there's even more than that. That's just a piece. That was just a chunk from my news segment, actually. It's not even like the whole, it's not even all the evidence I can gather. If you want to hear more, you let me know, of course. But we lack the sustainability, the consciousness, the effort, the strength. Our ancestors brought us here to great innovation, and yet we only seek to take that down. So what I mean by that is, by disgracing our ancestors, we are disgracing ourselves, like the founding fathers before us, who were way moral, supposedly from writings, and sophisticated than 90% of, or more, of the US population. I'd say, yeah, probably way more than 90%. But you're looking at our ancestors, and they're living lives that they worked hard for. They focused on survival. Simple things like intercourse and finding food and hunting and gathering. I mean, there's just not that focus now, I would say. And people have it easy for that, but yet their lives are still very difficult. Yet there's more disease now than ever. Does that make sense to anybody? And if you say, oh, well, it's because of all the people on Earth. Yeah, it fits right into their depopulation agenda, wouldn't it? And if you don't think that's happening, well, again, it's just another rabbit hole to go down. It's just another idea to think about, because they don't want those ideas going to the public. And who do I mean by they? They who just want to reassure you that everything's okay, even though they're owned by the same, CIA operations, the same corporations that own pretty much everything. Look at Disney, for example. So much power, so much influence, buying out everything. From gaming to TV to media to movies, I mean, just unbelievable. You see, you could say the same thing for Amazon. I mean, is there a limit to how much power these people can hold over our lives, especially when they're exempted from paying taxes or anything of the sort? So, just saying. And then, let's say just because you live in modern times, it doesn't mean you're smarter either. What are you smarter in? Technology or the things we've created in addition to what we've been provided from nature originally to learn? We had those responsibilities of hunting, being aware, and always being instinctive, and we didn't have all these worries, and we didn't think too much into everything, as I do in my videos, actually. Because, that's often the issue, is the scientism around things. This idea that we need to look at everything super, super duper in depth and analyze everything and go off of every word, and when everything used to be more instinctive. And of course, no, we did not have the same philosophy, and yes, we can probably understand the world better now. We are denatured, so how could we understand the world if we're not close to the world? There's a great irony to it. Just something to think about, maybe even rewind. Because that's very powerful, I would say, is to understanding our world, is having those two things perhaps at a balance, perhaps at a harmony, but finding it accordingly. So, right, everything will tumble down onto itself because we forgot the roots and the fundamentals that brought us here. Innovation will cease to continue and may only be held by those who we hold up our own for. They feed on you while you feed on nutritious garbage. That's what it is. I mean, just look at my other videos, for example. A lot of the focus is on food, it's on health, but this is affecting people's health. If they're put in a fear state, if the media is pushing them toward certain ways of thinking, this is going to dictate the way they live their life and make certain decisions based on certain individuals or make certain decisions that can shape the future, literally because they want these laws to rule over the rest of society and they choose to have these laws in place for peace and security, yet it's only taking away the freedoms that are in nature when nature has its own peace and security system called karma. I mean, I'm just saying. These things are just unbelievable. So I say wake up. I can care less what people will think of me. It isn't about this left brain dominance, ego-centered government slavery system. It's about independence, freedom, and responsibility. There is a great agenda to take you down where you belong without light at the base of the pyramid within the rest of the masses. So if you look at my video, it's coming out about the food world order. Please look into that. That'll talk a little bit about the pyramid structure, if you will, and how that kind of works for not just food but politics and all sorts of phenomena like that. So thank you very much for watching, if you have so far. Thank you very much.